Well, Bord na Móna, the state company originally set up in 1933 as the Turf Development Board, specialised in industrial peat harvesting until 2020, when it announced the end of all extraction on state-owned land. But the illegal commercial extraction of peat by private operators continues to be widespread, in a lucrative trade worth €40 million every year. Well, last month, investigators from the Environmental Protection Agency found evidence of large-scale illegal peat removal from sites in Offaly, Westmeath, Roscommon, Longford, Sligo, Tipperary and Kildare. Tom Ryan is the EPA's Director of Enforcement.
I suppose if we distinguish between domestic turf cutting, where people are exercising their lawful turfery rights, they harvest seasonally, and maybe they use operators to extract that. But that's perfectly lawful, so long as it's not on a special area of conservation. So if there's turf cutting on those habitats, then the National Parks and Wildlife Service work to transition turf cutting away from those. Where the EPA is involved then is on large-scale operations, where operations are taking place over 50 hectares. Now, these are all of the sites that we investigate are to do with peat extraction, not for fuel, but for the horticulture industry and for the mushroom industry, largely for the export market trade in those industries.
Before we get into your recent report on illegal harvesting of peat, can you give me a sense of how much legal harvesting of peat there currently is in Ireland?
The only organisation that has licences from the EPA to harvest peat is Bord na Móna, and they ceased those operations in around 2020. But those licences are still operative. And this is really important because it shows the value of regulation in this area. So once they've stopped harvesting peat, then those licences that speak to the rehabilitation of those lands, the re-wetting, the rejuvenation, the bringing back to life of those lands are now operative. And Bord na Móna are actively engaged in those rehabilitation processes. So from an EPA perspective, they're the only licenses that are in place in the country.
What were you looking at in this report and how did you go about it?
What we've done is we've identified through various sources of intelligence 38 sites around the country across seven local authority areas, actually, where peat extraction is taking place on areas greater than 30 hectares, some of it greater than 50 hectares. There are three types of extraction taking place. The first is the traditional milled peat type of extraction that people would be familiar with from Bord na Móna doing over many years, where there are drains dug, water table is lowered, and then the surface layer of peat is milled and it's dried and then it's harvested and taken away for processing. That's one type. Another type is large sod harvesting, where specialized equipment is brought in to extract very large sods. So you think a sod of turf is quite small. These are very, very large sods, and they're exported typically intact. And then there is a third type, which is probably the most destructive of all. And that is just the excavation of the site from the top down to the marl, leaving exposed marl. So you could have a whole bank of peat taken away in a single season.
And where is all this peat ending up being sold?
A lot of it is going to Northern Ireland and the UK, but it's going across Europe and across the world. The horticulture and mushroom industries, whether it's in Ireland or across Europe, are the recipients of the product. The operators that are doing it are a varied group of people from large organisations down to local operators, predominantly Irish operators.
It does seem extraordinary that this kind of activity is continuing when it is not allowed. It is illegal, as you say, but then that the product is finding its way into the market.
This kind of activity is very damaging to the environment. It's catastrophic for the local environment. It causes the destruction of vital ecosystems for biodiversity. we're losing important carbon sinks in our fight against climate change. And, you know, we're seeing the decimation of an irreplaceable cultural and scientific amenity. That's why we are very active in the courts to stop activities within our direct enforcement remit. And that's why our expectation is of local authorities that they would prioritise their enforcement activities to hold these operators to account.
Tom Ryan of the Environmental Protection Agency.